awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
But it's Wednesday.
Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.
I'm an adult and I do what I want.
That's right.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wrestling Wednesday.
It's Wrestling Wednesday on Facebook.
You can get your wrestling fix at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
If you guys like wrestling, get over there.
Yeah.
You can talk about your favorite wrestlers with Doug.
Yes!
You can call in and talk about wrestling.
Yeah. You don't mess with the Cookie Monster, bro.
You don't mess with the Dougie Monster.
He'll get that, like, angle lock in on you.
Ooh.
He's broken ankles like that.
Ooh.
Doug, remember when Kurt Angle broke that dude's ankle? What? Whose ankle did he break? And it was just like, blah. It was like, whoa, he got really aggro there. So he snapped somebody's ankle. I don't remember who.
Gross.
It was really gnarly.
Guys, really gnarly. Don't snap people's ankles. It's not nice.
It's back in the day.
Everybody.
So it is Wednesday. We got a great show for you today. I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff. Like our final Shock Therapy Live of the summer.
Really?
Yeah. Today's the last STL we are doing until the fall.
Giving it a little break.
It a break.
So it can come back in strong.
There you go. So we're going to take a little break. So today will be the final Shock Therapy Live until the fall. So you got to get ready for it.
Until the fall.
Got to get excited for it.
We'll need your questions.
Yeah. For reals, these phone lines are jammed now.
Oh, cool.
Static!
Just jamming on the phone lines.
Hey!
Woolly! How y'all doing this morning? Man, dude. I miss you guys.
Miss you
we
too,
We miss you.
Hey, y'all doing okay this morning?
Doing
Heck
good.
Yeah!
Good. I just had to feel the energy a little bit, man. Y'all are the best. Happy Wednesday.
Happy
Wrestling Wednesday.
I've been doing a good thing there, Woolly, that's made it less exciting for me when I start the day. I
what
shouldn't
that,
say
brother?
Exciting. Okay, so I've been deciding, you know what I need to do to start my day?
What do you need to do, man?
Dig into the Word, right?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
But then I get, like, really reflective and contemplative right before we go on the air.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. every way is right in the eyes of man, but God weighs the heart.
The tongue is a rudder that steers the whole ship.
Yes.
Bro, I do the same thing. So how did you go from there to where you are now, man?
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, so, shoot, yeah.
Cyndi Lauper and comic books.
Girls just want to have fun.
Bros just want to have fun, man. No. Come on, Jeter. Let's do this.
Bros just want to have fun.
So, you know.
I totally know. No, I'm the same way. So I wake up. I'm getting up now about 4:15, and I get my word. But then one thing the Lord's put on my heart is I need to drop weight. We had this discussion a little bit ago. So after I have my time in my word, I've been getting up and running.
Ooh.
And so it's very humbling to sit there and have like this deep time with the Lord and then get up and say, okay, now I need to have the self-discipline to apply
this. Yes.
And it is. It's very humbling because I run until I can jog until I can walk.
Yes.
And then I try to jog and run again and cool, okay, I've got to apply this. And it's rough, but after that I feel so much better. And I'm just like you, I get super contemplative, super like, oh yes, I feel this goodness. But then I'm like, cool, okay, now I have to put it in action. It puts me in my place. It really does.
Boom.
But
Willie,
but
I
also
love
have
you.
All the energy, bro. All that energy afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, that's good. It's good.
Yes.
I'd have to wake up at like 3 a.m. to do what you're doing. That sounds rough.
It's a pain, bro, but it makes me have to go to bed earlier, too.
Right?
I think the good thing about
no more
exercise.
Jimmy for you.
Exercise gives you energy when
it
you're
does.
Done. You're like, yeah, cool.
So, which is great for the morning and the morning show y'all got. So I'm just throwing it out there, bud. If you're looking for a new way to kind of spice things up in your morning energy.
Yeah.
We need to just start running to work.
At 5 a.m. we'll just start running.
Let's do it, Jeter.
Biking, come on, man.
Oh,
gosh.
Biking would be fun.
Biking would be fun.
We could meet at the gas station and bike
awesome.
In.
Right down Paseo.
All right. I need to get a
Maybe
bike.
Maybe not down Paseo, no.
Yeah, we're going to bike down Paseo. In the snow.
No. Paseo.
Okay.
Just say no. Okay.
Gentlemen, y'all have an awesome day.
You too, Willie.
Ridiculous midday Wednesday. It's going to be great. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Love you, bro.
Love.
All right.
Bye.
That dude right there. Man, that dude.
That dude gets me.
He just got me motivated.
And motivated for the day.
Woo! I think I'm going to start biking to work.
He got me motivated for the day.
That's a lie. I will never bike to work. We it live like 20 miles from
Paseo
here.
Paseo all the way to here would be terrible. Dangerous.
Just Paseo, no.
Paseo, no.
Just
Hell Norte.
No.
Yeah.
To Hell Norte.
That's
yes.
Right, because it'll get you.
Oh, static.
It's mostly up here by the traffic.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Whoa!
Hey, Matthew.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, buddy. How are you?
Doing excellent.
Yes.
Today is the last day of finals, and tomorrow is the makeup day.
Oh, wow. Makeup day! What are you going to wear, rouge and lipstick?
No, not going to happen there, Mateo. Not happening.
But it's
not.
Makeup day. Is that not confusing for everybody?
Kind of. Man,
I bought
new foundation as well. Yeah,
new foundation.
Tomorrow, yeah, foundation. That's what it's called, right?
Oh, yeah,
like the stuff on your face.
Let's both wear eyeliner for makeup day.
You
tomorrow.
Said rouge and lipstick, and I was just thrown off. I'm like, what the crap is rouge?
Rouge is goes you on your cheeks.
Oh, okay.
Rosy cheeks.
I thought that was
you
blush.
You guys are crazy.
Moulin Rouge.
Is that blush?
Maybe
is it the
is
same
blush.
Thing?
Wait, how do you
Well, you know what, guys? There's actually a very interesting picture I saw on my homepage now.
Mm.
It's of the kids check-in team for Sagebrush Community Church on the Riverside campus.
Let's well, check
we
it out.
We took a picture on Mother's Day together as a team.
Did you say so the track team?
No, Sagebrush Community Church, Riverside Campus. It's the Kids Planet
the kids
team.
Check-in
oh,
team.
The check-in team.
Yeah,
I thought you said
track you guys, team. If you guys go to my website, and it's right on the top of the homepage.
I see you, man. I see you here. Everybody
checking
looks real squished.
Checking that thing. I see you, Matthew. Checking that thing.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Matthew, you only got 358 days till your 16th birthday. What are you going to do today?
Man, today I'm just going to try to get these finals out of the way right now.
Boom, you know what I'm saying, dog? We got to take care of these finals, yo.
And then tomorrow you get to wear makeup!
You just wear makeup, dog. We're going to talk like that. We're going to wear that makeup. We're going to look our best, right? We're going to just get all prim and proper-like style,
give me that
yo.
Eye makeup!
We're just kick it for makeup day,
eye
dog.
Makeup.
Give me that
eye
makeup on my
sure,
makeup.
Shout out to Judy, the bus rider.
Judy!
She's like the bestest, and she rocks it for me. She's
Judy
gonna
has
me to school
makeup
today.
For you.
She's going to kick it. She's going to help me rock them finals, yo. And then we got makeup day, mananas.
You
makeup
guys are
day.
Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're nuts.
Devo, are you still
do you want
right
me to rap
morning?
For you, Matthew?
Okay, we'll rap.
We'll rap what? For you, okay?
Makeup day 2014.
Let's sing about it. Tomorrow is going to be makeup day. I got all my stuff ready. It's going to be sweet. I can't wait for y'all to come see me. Wearing all the makeup, doing what I want to
be.
Hey, Steve-O, now you take it straight up. I'm going to stand over here.
Well, my name is Steve-O, and I'm here to say I love Static Radio in a major way.
Hey!
I cannot rap because I can't find a beat, but that's because I'm white, and that's just neat.
Neat!
Yeah!
Let's
I just rhymed a couple
again.
Words.
That's okay.
And that's all I got.
You should,
didn't
you,
rhyme,
you could have said,
that's okay.
And that's what you heard.
Oh, dang it. You're
hey,
so much
Matthew,
better than me.
You are so cool. You riding the bus, Judy, taking you to school. You're going to have a good day. It's the very last one till makeup day. What you going to do, son?
Boom! Take it, Matthew.
Rap, Matthew.
I can't rap, guys.
Rap.
I can't rap.
Oh, gosh.
I tried to rap. You know what thing is, though, that I found that rap's a talent.
Rap, you found that rap is a talent.
You don't bury
yeah,
your talent,
yeah, it's,
then.
It's a
I
talent,
found that,
guys.
Too,
you know
and
what?
I don't
There's
have
actually,
it.
Actually, you know what? One of my cousins, he can actually beatbox.
Put
so.
Him on the phone.
He's not here with
put,
me right
put
now.
Put him
he's
on the phone.
At work.
I want to hear it. Put him on the phone.
He's not here, guys.
Wow.
He's not here right now. He's at work. He said, I don't know where he even lives in Albuquerque. I saw him at my cousin's confirmation party. He was like last year and. Yeah, he beatboxes and like that's like a really cool thing.
He's all like, "What? What?"
Yes, I like that. That was good.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, he does beatboxing. And I'm like, you know what? That's cool to do it just with your own voice.
Well, this is
very very big.
Love you, Matthew.
You know, hey, you guys are awesome too. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys an announcement. This does not require any music. very crisp.
But they always require music, Matthew.
What if I rap?
Announcements. We don't you go. Can,
you,
half
you can you can
way.
Rap. You can rap.
Yeah, you can rap.
I can rap.
He All right. Well, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and start it up.
You go ahead.
Just
and
give us the announcement in rap form.
Can
okay?
you? All right,
can you
guys,
the
maybe spoken word.
All right. Here we
I'm
go.
Gonna, you know what? Go ahead and just give me a beat there, Steve.
Okay. Dropping okay. the beat.
Right here.
Can you hear the beat?
All right. All right, guys. This announcement is from Volcano, Vista High. We're on the top there. We are the home of the Hawks. And today is the final for 8-day schedule, period 1, 3, 5, and 7. If you're unable to make it today, you must go tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
For makeup.
Makeup day.
So if you are, you must have a notice from your teacher if you
notice.
Make up the test for to be on campus because it is, even though it's the last day of school, it's
last
a
day of school.
Restricted day because finals are the topmost security. Top along with the EOC testing. Any
testing.
Questions, contact your case manager, teacher, or
case
administrator
manager,
at 505-890-0343 or go to volcanovistahawks.aps.edu for further information.
Oh, yeah.
And, guys, these announcements will start up again on
August.
The first day.
August the first day.
Yeah. First day.
Yeah.
August.
Yeah, nice summer.
Yeah. Enjoy your summer break, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from ABQ bringing it to you. He got announcements and it's all about when he goes to school. He got Volcano Vista Hawks and they really, really cool. So they coming at you all the time, flying at you. Ah!
Step into the mic like a simple game of chess. Cause when I'm on a mic, it's like a cardiac arrest. Like a lemon to the lime, like a bird to the bee. Y'all people can't see Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
That step
into
good. It.
That was really
tried.
Good.
I just got, I
you
got a couple rhymes.
You did
I
it.
Got a couple
you
rhymes.
Did it.
Yeah.
Matthew, did you like that?
Oh. He hung up on my rhyme. I finally did it. I finally rhymed with his name in it. And he hung up on me. Well, that's going to be a clip.
Hey, you should call into Shock Therapy Live and maybe Nate can help you.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was feeling pretty good there for a second.
We'll be back in a minute with breaking news.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's time for breaking news.
Boom!
It's the morning time, and now's when you get the news.
It's breaking.
It's breaking all over the world.
All
especially
over the world.
Right here. Olympic officials say there's no way the open water in Rio de Janeiro will be pollution-free in time for Olympic events such as sailing. The water contains raw sewage and human corpses.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Get it right or pay the price. Get it right or pay the price. Dude, Rio de Janeiro sounds awesome.
Yeah, man.
Human corpses from the cartel fights. Pretty neat. A Murfreesboro, Tennessee man was arrested at a bar for trying to get busy with the bar's ATM.
Okay.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee is about 45 minutes south of Nashville.
Okay.
That's where MTSU is. Lots of college kids that want to go into the music industry.
Mm.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Joke.
Yeah.
That was my joke.
Oof.
After 40 years, Burger King has parted ways with its slogan, "Have it your way."
Really?
Goodbye.
Oh.
The new slogan is, "Shut up, sit down, and eat everything on your plate." That's not it.
That's the slogan at the Jeter House.
Yeah.
Sit down! Did you eat all your food? Then you're not done. Sit down, you shut your mouth. But Dad, if I shut my mouth, how can I eat my food? You stop being smart with me, you jerk! Sleeping outside tonight.
Sleeping outside. You sit down, and you shut your mouth, and you eat your food. You got it?
Oh, that's weird. CYFD's calling me. Hold on just
wait,
a sec.
Wait, he's talking. You were talking to Brody.
Yeah, Brian.
There it was. And Brody just looks back to you and goes, ooh. And you're like, shut up. You shut up.
I know what you're saying to me.
You want to go swimming? You want to go swimming? Terrible. Scientists say they have discovered a new species of praying mantis.
Word.
They discovered the female as a vicious hunter, or they described the female as a vicious hunter, constantly prowling for more prey to devour.
Whoa.
Sounds like she's been listening to Beyonce.
Oh, snap.
Look out. Am I right?
Illuminati.
Yeah.
What?
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you didn't put a ring on it, I'm going to eat you because I'm a female praying mantis and I'm mean.
GM has recalled yet another 2.4 million cars, setting a new record. Yay!
Oh.
I got the claps.
You did a good job.
Two jokes. Chipotle announced a ban on guns.
Yeah, I saw this.
So I guess if
so even if you have a concealed carry,
you can't have a gun.
Nothing. Yeah, there was a protest. There was something where people were showing their right to bear arms, and they brought in assault rifles into an establishment, and people were like, hey, that's a little scary. And they're like, we got our concealed carry. We have the right
Boom.
To bear these arms. Right to bear arms. Rawr! Yeah.
Bear arms.
Yeah.
Now, what if you bring in a couple of bear arms?
I don't know, from your kill?
What's that like?
I don't know. You're like,
I got the right to bear arms, and I got two of them right here. I killed the bear.
Oh.
I killed the bear with his bare hands,
oh,
and then he holds
man.
Up two paws. Hey.
Rah, rah, rah.
Rah, rah, rah. I make terrible hunting jokes.
Get out. Chinese government has banned federal employees from using certain software, namely Windows 8.
Oh.
I wish the Chinese government would ban this computer for being in my life.
Yeah.
I hate you, computer. I hate you.
Still rocking XP.
Is it wrong to hate machines?
No.
Does it say in the Bible somewhere that you can't have hate in your heart unless it's a machine that runs on Windows XP?
Well, they didn't have Windows XP yet, so it's like,
I feel like it's in there somewhere. It's living and active. I feel like there's been an update.
Yeah.
We need to download the update. We need to see if there's... Doug, you work on that. Okay. And then he got fired. Japanese scientists unveiled a robot that tells jokes and can even tell when one of his jokes flop.
No way.
We need lessons from this robot.
Wow.
Or at least I do.
Gosh.
Bare arms. You get it? The joke is, it's not bare arms. It's like a literal, like a bear... It's the arms from the bear are taken, and you hold them.
Yeah.
The bear arms.
Right to bear arms.
A new Red Cross survey reveals that half of all Americans can't swim well enough to save their lives. Guys, you need to learn how to swim. But I understand out here how that's kind of a conflicting message, because it's like, yeah, you need to learn how to swim. Stay away from ditches.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a witch that
will... The ditch witch.
She will harvest you.
Yeah.
She will take your soul.
Yeah.
And you'll be dead and stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff. What's the stuff?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
No, no, no.
I don't know.
Nobody know. The NFL selected Minnesota as the host of Super Bowl 52.
Boom!
In 2018. After four rounds of voting, owners selected Minnesota by a simple majority over Nolens. Indianapolis finished third in the selection process. Minneapolis will boast a brand new $1 billion stadium in advance of the 2018 game. The 52nd Super Bowl is second for the city of Minneapolis, which hosted at the recently demolished Metrodome in 1992.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get rid of the Metrodome. It's stupid. I saw a story last night. I don't know if it's in here, but there was a snake that was discovered back in the 30s in this one part of the world. They found one snake. The guy put it in a jar and it was dead.
Right.
And then... they couldn't find any more of this snake. It was some kind of night snake. That's what
Ooh.
It was called. It was like the blah, blah, blah night snake. Night snake. How scary do you get with snakes?
Right.
Night snakes.
Yeah.
Anyway, they found it, and they disregarded it because they thought, well, I guess we've got it confused. Like, maybe this is just like a weird pattern on a different species of snake.
Wow.
Until last year when some scientist was like, no, I still think they're real. And he went to this island and found them.
No
and he
way.
Found, and it was one of the only times where they had discarded a species. And because they were like, I guess we just got it confused. Due to location, because they hadn't found any more in the location. And then this guy went to like another island that was close and found the snake again.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so it's some kind of night snake.
I'm on a night snake.
That's
of glory.
Hanging by mama.
No. I'm not singing it.
Okay.
you forget it. Ever since the penny went extinct in Canada, one Montreal area resident has been tracking his everyday transactions to see whether he was being slighted or coming out on top. It turns out 365 cash transactions have made the man from Montreal 89 cents richer.
What?
Roger Guitar, his last name is Guitar, began the experiment after the Royal Canadian Mint stopped circulating the penny in early 2013 to see whether rounding would favor the buyer or seller. Cash transactions are now rounded up or down to the nearest nickel. This means that $1.01 and $1.02 would be rounded down to a dollar, while $1.03, $1.04 would be rounded up to $1.05.
So he made 89 cents.
He made 89 cents after a year. Interesting.
Cool.
A young boy in the Philippines by the name of Ken, not to be confused with the doll, wanted to set up an animal shelter when he was 8. This idea came about when he heard that most shelter dogs are put down, and that only 20 to 30% of these animals are claimed by owners. Now, at the ripe old age of 9, he's converted his parents' garage into a temporary shelter for these animals. Photos of Ken's homegrown animal shelter have gone viral. Now people are helping him with the project.
Wow.
With this help, the boy has also leased a 10,000 square foot lot for 1 year, which costs $1,500. His father and some locals are also chipping in to help buy a real shelter and build.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
Wow.
Guys, that's pretty cool. That kid is motivated.
Yeah.
A new body spray will make even the manliest man smell even manlier. Talking to you, Nick. Norse Power makes the wearer smell like a Viking.
No.
Yes. The spray was created by the Visit York agency to generate some buzz about the English town's Viking Center. Apparently, mead, gore, sweat, animal meat, seawater, and smoke were the typical odors of a 10th century warrior. And that's how you'll smell if you use Norse Power body spray.
Ugh.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds awful.
It sounds like the way that certain employees here smell anyway.
Not as awful. Did you hear about that body spray that wouldn't stop talking about politics? Did you hear about that one?
No.
It's like this body spray that just won't stop talking about politics.
What's it called?
Ugh, it's the worst. When confronted, he said he was just trying to be topical.
No. C-. C-.
I've been hanging out with that robot.
Obviously not, because the robot knows when the joke sucks. A Michigan Peeping Tom was arrested after he was found hiding in the ceiling over a Planet Fitness tanning salon.
No way!
Am I right? Am I right? That's what you do, baby.
Wow.
Membership there, super cheap.
Yeah.
Stalking's easy at Planet Fitness.
Gosh, that's terrible. Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go. A woman in New Zealand called the police after her cat left a bag of drugs on her doorstep.
Whoa!
Police are trying to find out where the cat found the package of drugs. That's a good cat. That's nuts! The cat needs to be employed by the police officers.
Yeah.
They need to hire that cat.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll save that kid.
Drug-sniffing cat?
I still can't get over that video of that cat saving that kid from the dog. What happened? Why can't more cats be like that? My cats are not like that.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't know.
Especially Panda. Panda would watch me die. She would be she would watch me die, and then I would realize later that she had orchestrated the whole thing. She's like Lex Luthor.
And you'd be the person that they'd find. They were like, "Well, we can't like identify the body because the cat was licking him, like ate his fingertips off."
Oh, like on that movie where?
Yeah.
What is that? Superman Returns. Ugh, why are we remembering that right now?
Awful for 4,000 reasons.
Police say two Florida teens stole a car not knowing there was a baby in the back seat. What followed could have been a frantic Amber Alert for the now missing child and hours of fear for the parents, but the crooks had a heart, returned the child, and their good deed was caught on tape. They found the unattended car in a church parking lot on Sunday afternoon. After discovering the 10-month-old in the car, the thieves stopped to leave her on the doorstep of a nearby home. Honor among thieves. That's what
Whatever, what if nobody was home? They didn't do it. They literally put a baby on a doorstep, and we're like, duk, duk, duk. Hey, man, we don't have time to stick around. We stole this car.
Hey, we stole this baby. Can you get it back?
I really hope they're home. What if they're not home? Well, we got to go. The police are still chasing us.
Police in St. Louis say a 41-year-old man was trying to leave an Aldi's grocery store with a cart of meat he didn't pay for. That's when the store's 72-year-old security guard unleashed his pepper spray.
Yes.
Case closed? Not quite. Oh. The wind caused the spray to blow back into the guard's face. The victim took advantage of the guard's sudden incapacitation by punching him in the face, causing him to stagger backward. Game over? Not quite. When the would-be shoplifter stepped forward to continue wailing on the guard twice his age, the guard pulled out his weapon and fired shots at the suspect, striking him once in the ankle. The suspect was taken to a hospital for treatment. Once he was released, police took him into custody, and that's why you never steal a carton of meat, Doug. It only leads to pain.
Wow!
And that, my friends, is today's edition of Breaking News.
All right, it's 6:45. Let's take a look at what's going on in the streets.
You said you were going to do this, and I wasn't ready. But you did warn me.
I did warn you.
So it's okay.
This time.
Our boy Peter Benson came in and said we had to report an accident, and we do.
A few, it looks like.
A few. There's an accident Gibson Boulevard East at Yale Boulevard Southeast. Also, over on the west side, traffic lights are out at Unser and St. Joseph's.
Mm.
And then we have road construction. Oh, wait, what's this guy? Oh, accident 2 lanes block I-40 West at San Mateo. I think that's the one he was telling us about. So be careful, and traffic is starting to get backed up around that accident, I-40 West and San Mateo. Also, construction down Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. The roadway has been reduced to 1 lane. And, of course, your favorite mess of traffic, Paseo del Norte and I-25 because of the construction. That's your look at traffic right now. And that brings us to birthday times.
What
with
is
Doug?
Time for a birthdays? Yeah. Dougie Doug.
Hello.
In the house.
Hey, Doug. Doug.
Wait. In honor of Wrestling Wednesday.
Yes.
Is this Wolfpack?
Is this the NWO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is May 21st, 2014. Day 141.
CW, baby.
224 days remaining.
I was a WWE guy.
In the air. That's your fault.
Dang, dude. D-Generation X? No, okay.
We can't play their music. It's probably like, suck it.
Yeah, it's true. Yep. It's pretty bad.
First up this morning, her most prominent roles have been as Patty Pryor on the television series American Dreams and Hattie Braverman on the series Parenthood.
Hattie Braverman.
Michelle Bransford.
No, was she in...
Would know this.
So would... I watched that show first.
Isn't
nothing
that show
to brag
very,
about.
Very sad?
Yeah, it's a terrible... Oh, it was not a terrible show. It was actually a really good show. Hattie was also in Swim Fan, wasn't she?
Swim Fan?
What's the actress's name? You don't know.
Sarah Ramos.
I remember Swim Fan.
Yeah.
How did you watch that movie?
I never saw it. I just remember the actress.
That's funny.
I think... No, wait. Was Hattie the daughter?
We're going to have a good time.
Never mind.
I don't know. Who is this?
Hattie Braverman.
Sarah Ramos.
Sarah Ramos.
She is... Then I'm going to pretend like it's the daughter?
Yeah.
Who on the show dated Michael B. Jordan? Huh?
Oh.
So that age?
That's my new Human Torch.
23.
She is 26.
Today she is 23.
Yay!
That's right. Hattie's the oldest daughter.
Next up.
So not the chick from Swim Fan.
Oh.
That was one of the moms on Parenthood.
Swim Fan. Because
that's how old that movie is.
Really?
The chick from Swim Fan is one of the moms.
Elisha Douche.
No.
Go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
Next up, she played Dr. Lisa Cuddy on House.
Oh.
Was
this the lady that he was kind of in love with?
I've never seen House. Is this the one that's like his age? What's her name?
Kind of. She's a little bit younger.
I think so.
What's her name?
Lisa Edelstein.
Lisa Edelstein. Yeah.
Okay.
53.
47.
Mateo, you are correct.
Whoa!
Oh,
dude.
Look at me, everybody. Anything is possible.
That was good.
I'm dead.
Whoa. Next up, musician. Such hits as You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, When I Need You, and More Than I Can Say. Leo Sayer.
Leo Sayer! 60. What? It's happening.
This is Mr. Leo Sayer.
42.
Today he is 60.
All right.
Six. Next up, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, part of the Isley Brothers.
Oh. Ronald Isley.
Yes.
Do what you want to do.
Boom.
I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Wow.
And do what you want to do.
Yeah. He is 64.
He is 66.
He is 73 today.
Dang.
Next up, formerly of SNL. Now turn politician.
Chris Farley.
I know. What is his name?
Bill Hader.
No. I deserve. Yes, he was Stuart Smalley. He was Smalley. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
I refuse.
What is
to
his
beat
name?
Myself.
Oh.
I am an attractive person.
Who was this?
To be with.
I know him, but he's a super lib and he's dumb. Daily
I can't remember his name.
Al Franken.
Al Franken.
Stuart
Super Lib. That's my father-in-law's term.
Super Lib.
He only listens to Glenn Beck.
But not a licensed therapist.
Well, you know, they say it's good to just be
at Thanksgiving last year.
I'm going to help people.
Sorry, you go.
Because I'm good enough.
No, I give up. I give up.
At Thanksgiving last year.
When we talk about politics, somebody, at least 26 people get offended.
It's that ointment. It's that ointment. It was just trying to be topical. We had Rush Limbaugh tea. I'm not joking.
Was it good for your ba tea? Limbaugh tea. Was that a good? Yeah. I feel like the robot would have been upset with that one too.
Yeah.
We need that joke robot.
Al Franken.
Does the robot go wah wah wah?
You suck.
Al Franken's 58.
Al Franken is 53.
He is 63 today.
Dude. Wow.
I feel like that joke robot is Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Oh,
if that dude rolled in here and he was knew how to make jokes, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, next up, an English surrealist, comedian, actor, artist, DJ, musician, known for his role as Vince on The Mighty Boosh.
The Mighty Boosh!
Co-wrote with his partner and is team captain on the music panel show Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Oh, man.
Noel Fielding.
That guy.
No. 33. I don't know. No, he's older than that. 43.
41.
Mattel, you were right the first time. He's 33.
He
threw me off.
The Mighty Boosh.
He threw me off.
That's where old Greg came from.
I'm old Greg. Yeah. Ugh. Dude, I own every...
I hate old Greg.
Okay.
I'm the only person...
You are.
...that hates old Greg, but I can't stand that stupid skit. It makes me so mad.
I think it's because you... Did you see it because everybody else was already...
No, it was like it was... It was early in the inception of that becoming popular. Okay. It was like... Have you seen that thing about that dude that's like a fish or something? I was like, what are you talking about? And then I watched it and was like, ugh. Another thing that I hate, salad fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn loves, and now she's got a zombie finger, so I guess it's just full circle. But she thinks that's
you
the
don't
best
like rusty
thing.
Rusty spoons? And,
yeah. Makes me feel sick. He's super lib, so I hate him.
Next up, an American actor known for co-starring in movies such as Beverly Hills Cop, Ruthless People, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and the Santa Claus Trilogy, as well as Gremlins.
I spent 4th of July with him when I was a little kid.
What?
It was the best 4th of July weekend
not,
of
Billy
my
Rosewood?
Entire life. No, not Billy Rosewood.
Who are you talking about?
Judge Reinhold.
Judge
Same
Reinhold.
Guy.
Oh, Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
Brad
he was
Hamilton.
So young in Fast Times.
He was so young in Fast Times.
I couldn't believe
you did not say one of the greatest movies in the universe
Which one?
Which was Vice Versa, which is when he switched places with Fred Savage.
Did you watch that after Swim Fan?
Kid. Did you never see that as a kid? Vice Versa?
No, I didn't, but I
wish
I would
have. Judge Reinhold, I was like 10 years old, and we were living in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and he went up there and stayed there for the weekend, and they stayed in the, they were like in the room right next to us, and I was like uber fan little kid, thinking he was the coolest thing in the world. Because he was in Vice Versa. And he acted just like he did in Vice Versa. You weirdo!
That's the worst.
Gosh.
Okay.
He's a single, awesome, successful man.
Hey, if I keep irritating you, I'm going to get another email from Brian.
From Brian?
Yeah, oh, yeah, my fan. Right. My biggest fan.
Swim fan.
You're
swim
irritating fan. Everybody!
Judge Reinhold. Okay.
Wait, is it Judge Reinhold?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
He'll also be in Beverly Hills Cop 4 coming out.
Oh, so cool!
I hope it's good. Eddie Murphy needs this, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Judge Reinhold. Gosh, when I saw...
He lived in Santa Fe. He used to come to church here.
Really? He's the one that wanted the weenie whistle in Santa Claus trilogy.
Yeah.
Yep.
My weenie whistle.
He is, gosh, I have no reference. Let's see, anyone,
94, 04, 14, 30.
So if he was, I'm going to say 53.
I think 54.
Today he is 57.
Ah!
Good math, sir.
Well, I thought Gremlins, because he was the bank dude in Gremlins, and I'm like,
gosh, we need to watch Gremlins.
I watch it every year for Christmas. It's our Christmas movie.
Oh. So the boys have seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doug.
Next up, Major League Baseball star, formerly of the Texas Rangers, now of another team.
Oh.
Wait.
Outfielder.
Is it Josh Hamby's birthday? Yeah! Josh Hamilton.
Josh Hamby.
Plays for the Halos, except not, because he freaking hurt himself sliding in at first base.
Oh.
Even though he was the American League Player of the Week. And then we're like, we got this, guys. We're doing really well. Offense. Out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Dang. At least he didn't get his ear bitten off. Am I right?
Until he has to come rehab here.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Playing game against Isotopes.
Josh Hamby is 30.
Josh
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Josh Hamilton is 29.
He is 33 today.
Ah.
And last up this morning. This just recently was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh my gosh.
Is it Mr. T's birthday?
Yes.
What? Why didn't I put in a picture of a Mr. T?
I pity the fool. Don't put my picture up on my birthday.
Yeah, you need to put up a picture of Mr. T on our Facebook. Mr. T!
It's Wrestling Wednesday, and we didn't even know!
We didn't know it was Mr. T's birthday.
Look at this guy!
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Mr. T
inspired me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because me and my dad watched the A-Team.
Heck yeah!
And I loved, he was a wrestler, and he had, like, cartoons and stuff.
Yep.
Mr. T was a powerhouse in the 80s.
He was the coolest.
And he was good, really though. Was. He was like, hey, drink your milk, kid.
Yeah. I pity the fool who don't respect their mama.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
he cared about respecting your mama.
He hated drugs.
He did.
You stay off drugs, dummy.
Yeah. He was pretty great.
So good.
Mr. T is probably a lot older than we expect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's in his 60s. He is 63.
Mr. T today is 65 years old.
Today he is 62.
Ah! No!
Now on to dates.
Right there!
Bicycle.
I want to ride.
On this day in what year the first bicycles imported from England appeared on the streets of New York City? Within a month, the city banned the newfangled machines as being hazardous to public safety.
Good.
Oh,
if you ask
bicycles.
Me, bikes should still be banned.
All British!
All British too!
You can't ride there, boys. You're going
British
to
too. Listen
they
to more, boys. All British, and I hate bicycles.
That was, you know what?
Whoa.
It's because they were still pissed about losing America. I'm going to say it was 1778.
No, they got banned in America.
Oh, I thought he said no, yeah.
They came to America.
They were banned in New York City.
And they were banned in New York City.
It's because we were still stoked that we beat the British and we didn't need them. 1781.
No, Paul. That's not when it was.
No, probably not, but, you know.
Did you guess, Mateo?
No, I didn't guess. Okay. Sorry, Doug. I didn't mean to yell at you.
Come on. It had wooden wheels.
Wooden wheels. Oh, this man over here. Woo! Am
yeah,
I right?
History, 1781. Yeah.
You said 1781?
I really did.
1750.
1819.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't that far off.
No. I have no clue what this song has to do with this next
this
date.
This is the best thing ever, Doug.
This day, what year the American Red Cross was established?
Oh, that's good.
Doug, what happened?
It's because it makes me want to punch myself in the face, because which reminds you of blood coming out, which reminds you of the fact that you need to give blood.
I love Train.
Gosh.
You do. You tweeted about them the other day.
I love these guys.
Gosh. Red Cross.
Guys, follow Doug on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, Doug?
At Sir Douglas Case.
Please follow him. It's hilarious. Also, that's how I find out about some sports stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Keeps me in the loop. That's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm
gonna say. Okay. I'm gonna punch something. Red Cross was founded in 1827.
Red Cross was founded in 1903.
It was founded in 1881.
Ah.
Yep. Well, today is American Red Cross Founders Day, National Waitstaff Day, and it is National Strawberries and Cream Day.
Yeah!
It's Wrestling Wednesday as well. And the national holiday, Mr. T's birthday, we don't celebrate it until Monday, so congratulations, everybody gets a day off Monday for Mr. T.
Yay!
I don't know if that's actually
it's
accurate.
It's also Memorial Day.
Ah, right!
Who's counting?
There you go! We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. Our final Shock Therapy Live until
the
fall.
Summer.
Yeah. Taking a break. We're going to talk about a funeral home that has a... new billboard here in Albuquerque.
A unique spin on YOLO.
Yeah. It's making national headlines. So we'll talk about that on the way. Priceless or tacky? Yeah. That's how we do around here. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Careful traffic.
Oh yeah, it's time for traffic. You've been waiting for it. Now it's here, and I'm on the beat.
That was bad. That was bad.
Traffic.
Aside from the construction at Paseo del Norte and 25, also the construction down Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo, we have a few more things to report. Traffic lights are out at Unser Boulevard and St. Joseph's on the west side. Also, there's an accident that's been reported at Gibson Boulevard East and Yale Boulevard, southeast. That's kind of towards the airport.
Mm.
And then also, boom, accident at I-40 West at San Mateo Boulevard, exit 161. It looks like it might have been cleared. Earlier traffic was slowing down around that accident, but it looks like now it's picking up the pace.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Coffee shop on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now,
roar!
We tease this in the 6 o'clock hour. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good.
Albuquerque making national headlines. What? There is a billboard in town that is getting people's attention. People are talking. Heads are turning.
Neato.
It's simple.
People are talking.
talking about people.
I see him whisper, and I'm like, why are you whispering, baby? Let's give him something to talk about.
Well, French's mortuary. French's mortuary, is that what it is? Funeral home?
Mortuary.
French funerals. Welcome and cremations. That's what they're called
mortuary.
Now.
All right.
They got a billboard that reads, Yoda!
Yoda!
Wait. Oh, wait. Yodo.
Yodo.
Oh, my bad.
Not Yoda.
Not Yoda.
Yodo?
Yodo!
Yodo.
The billboard simply says Yodo.
Yodo.
It stands for You Only Die Once. It's a new take on the YOLO. You know, you only live once. Okay.
It's a new take on that YOLO.
Yeah, the last month in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, new billboards started going up. They have a few other actual ones with slogans that say, cross over without crossing the river. Cross, because you're crossing the Rio Grande, maybe?
What?
And carpe die end.
Carpe die end.
This company's about a century old, and they said it's doing something new and a little less somber. They didn't want to focus on, hey, we're here
Yodo.
For you when you need us. They wanted to focus on living passionately, celebrating life, and how do we now take control and create a conversation that's starting moments for people? That's from Tom Antrim, the president and CEO of French's Funerals. Now, it's already got conversations going. In fact, in this story, courtesy of KRQE News, someone said, you only die once? Oh, my goodness, that's terrible.
Yodo.
Others are saying it's clever. French's says that the feedback has been pretty positive. The biggest complaint has been from people confused about what Yodo stands for.
Is it like Star Wars?
Yeah. So, I mean, they got me. I thought it was
Yoda.
Yeah, man, I love Star Wars. Are they going to have Star Wars-themed caskets?
Oh.
No. No, it's just
Yodo.
You only die once.
You only die once.
So we thought we'd open the phone lines, see if anybody driving around has seen these billboards, what they think about them. 505-338-3700. Static!
Yodo, what's up, man?
Yodo!
Yodo, what's up?
Yodo.
Yodo.
Yodo. You know?
Yodo.
Yeah.
Yodo, yo. You know?
You don't...
That's Spanish for El Terrible.
Oh, okay.
That means that's more awful. Scary.
That means the terrible. The terrible.
Yeah. That means, you know what else is terrible this morning?
Yodo.
What?
Maryam Ibrahim. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
No.
So she's a Sudanese who's Christian, and she married a United States citizen, and because of her beliefs, at 8 months pregnant, she's sentenced to death by hanging.
Oh my I did gosh. Hear about this.
Can you believe that?
I thought that they... Now, wasn't she sentenced and it was going to happen, but then they said it's not going to happen?
It's still on the table, dude.
Still on the table? Okay.
It's on the table this morning, so we should all be praying for her, man. 8 months pregnant, shackled in a prison cell because she's Christian in Sudan.
Yeah.
And married to an American citizen, and because of her belief in Jesus Christ, they want to kill her.
Wow.
So, by hanging. So, you know, yeah. Yeah, that's also terrible.
What?
So I just thought I'd share that.
What did he say? I missed it.
Nothing. It's just derailed.
Shane?
How do I continue with Yodo?
You know we were talking
dude,
about
you're
Yodo.
You're a genius. You can figure this out. And let's face it, this is relative.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh. Oh, my God.
Shane, it's hard to recover from this.
Fire!
It is. But you're professionals, man. This is expected of you.
Okay, let me...
This is expected. Gosh,
you know,
there's no.
I mean, I'm going to throw you that curveball every now and then. It can't always be cohesive, gentlemen.
Can you start throwing the curveball to Mitch or Celeste?
Dude, Mitch is a curveball.
Yeah,
Celeste can handle it.
That's true. Oh, that's
she's
true.
Pro.
Yeah, she can.
I love
she's
you guys,
pro.
Man. And I want you guys to have a great day.
Yodo, man.
All right.
Yodo, what's up, man?
Oh, man.
Yodo.
There you go. Hurricane Shane.
Love and now, guy. To transition back into our lighthearted discussion on Yodo, you only die once, from the actual horrible thing that's going on to this poor Sudanese woman that's 8 months pregnant and she's going to be killed for being a Christian, we have a joke from Doug. Doug?
Gosh! Static.
No, he's not.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, that lady in jail, last I heard, if they do kill her, they're going to wait 2 years.
Okay.
So she gets to take care of her child for 2 years, and then she's going to be, which is really awful.
No, that makes it so much better. Thank you. Gosh, it's terrible.
And I have to say, on the Yodo thing, what about that miracle baby in Australia that was born dead and came back to life after 2 hours? Doesn't he technically get to die twice?
Gosh.
I don't think it's a miracle if it happens in Australia. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, their water goes the other way in the toilet when you flush it.
I heard that.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a miracle that this... I mean, it sounds like everything in Australia is backwards, so that's probably just par for the course with this baby.
Well, if you pay to send me to Australia, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure. Let me... Hang on. I'll call my stockbroker. Hang on, let me see. Stockbroker? Yes.
Yeah.
Buy.
Yeah.
Buy. No, sell. Yes. Buy this lady a ticket. He said no. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Aw, see you, stockbroker.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
There you go. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We were talking about a local funeral home making national headlines with their billboard. You might have seen them around town. They have a few. One says Carpe Diem. One says Yodo.
Yodo.
Trying to make light. You know, they said they don't want to focus on dying. They want to focus on living passionately, celebrating life.
It's too bad die
Yodo.
Is in the slogan.
Yeah. I had to think about it for a second before it caught
Yodo.
Me.
Yodo. You only die once, yo.
Yodo.
You only die once,
505-338-3700, the phone number. Gosh, coming up, we got some Sleepwave.
Woo!
We got some Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
And we've got our way of getting out of this conversation with some snowmine.
Do it! We're digging our way out straight through
Sweet!
The snowmine.
Comics Corner at 8 right now. It's Snowmine with Columbus. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yodo.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah! Woo! Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome!
Hey, Doug!
It is 7:45, which means we should probably get to the roads and take a quick peek at some traffic.
I'm trying to make the map change. Okay. Change, guys. There's an accident at Gibson Boulevard East, Yale Boulevard Southeast. The accident that had happened at San Mateo and I-40 has been cleared. Over on the west side, traffic lights are out at Unser Boulevard and St. Joseph's. Also, construction 925 in Paseo and construction at Highway 47/Broadway Boulevard Southeast South at Rio Bravo. Roadway reduced to one lane. Be careful. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Solomon's Porch!
Coffee shop here on Calvert Campus.
Solomon! I've been alive for thousands of years. Please come to my porch and have a sample of my... of this stuff.
Hey, Solomon, where can people get a hold of you?
I'm from New York City.
505-338-3669. That's right.
Okay. Oh, it's not easy being the wisest man in the world.
You see, Solomon, you wrote some pretty amazing things in Scripture, and I feel like had selfies been around at the time, you would have probably put in Ecclesiastes.
Oh, I took selfies.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I
Vandy.
Had my people carve them into stones.
Selfies have become something that are so popular and so dangerous that they're actually now causing accidents. What did you do?
No.
What? But it's a photograph.
I get it. No. Play the right one.
Look at this photograph. Oh, it's the wrong song. Crap.
Weird.
Crap. Don't bring that back. It still hurts my heart.
Look at this photograph. Every time I
taking selfies. Generally a safe activity, but...
Yeah. Good call, dude.
While taking one with a friend while driving, probably not the best thing in the world, two women in the Middle East decided to video selfie themselves singing along to some Nickelback on the car radio.
Got my hands up, singing my song. Butterfly, fly away. Well.
It wasn't really Nickelback. I don't know what they were singing to, but chances are it was Katy Perry because, come on, that's usually that comes on and you're like, what? Oh, dude.
What is this?
We remember when we were driving to go to concert and I was like, Mateo, this is our jam. Let's take a 10-second video of us singing this.
Okay. I'll do it.
Oh, it didn't work out for these two women in the Middle East. They decided to video selfie themselves singing along. For about 10 seconds, everything seemed playful and fun. Yeah! And then they hit something.
Yeah.
Luckily, everyone ended up basically okay, though they did have to visit a hospital.
They did.
Where, of course, they snapped a selfie together in a recovery room. So, you know.
If you're taking selfies out there, guys, you better be careful. You're going to die young.
I see what you did there with the music.
This is a song by Kesha called Die Young. Doug, it's dedicated to you. Love you.
Yodo.
Yodo, bro.
We mentioned Yodo, it earlier, bro. A local mortuary funeral and cremation service.
Local to the ABQ area.
Yeah. Are rocking new billboards around town, and they're making headlines. The main one that's kind of making people scratch their heads and or go, what? Yodo. That's all it says. You only die once. Carpe diem is another clever one. Crossover without crossing the river, huh? Huh? What was that? It's got people thinking. RQE. News 13 here in Albuquerque, they covered the story last night, and they asked a few people on the streets. Arturo Cicerioli said,
I know him.
You only die once, I guess, depending on what religion you belong to, end quote.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He won. He won the prize.
He won the prize.
So, yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I got a few things. I'm kind of shocked by this, but...
What you shocked about, Willis?
When was the last time you had a home phone line?
Oh, man. We had... Yeah. When the Waverly or the Freshman 15 apartment in college had a home
phone line.
Early
2000s?
Yeah, early 2000s.
Consumer Reports asked 44,000 consumers why they still subscribe to home phone services instead of relying on cell phones. The reasons are pretty interesting.
I got the reason right here, and I'll tell you what it is. Number one, end times.
Boom!
That's all you need to know. Because one day, when the computers take over, and the devil's in the phone book, and he's dialing 911 because it's end times.
What?
Sorry. It's phone booth. When I was a kid, this guy came and sang at our church, and the song goes, "Where the devil's in the phone booth, dial 911." And sometimes I remember it.
Apparently, there's still millions of people with a home telephone. If you still have a landline, will you call us on it? I want to hear
call
the
us
clarity.
On the landline.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Call us on your landline, dude.
I got the top 8 reasons cited for keeping a landline.
Are there any good reasons?
Well, number 8, cell phone service is unavailable or unreliable at home.
Now, that's true for my parents' house in Mississippi.
Really?
Very true. You have to go into the laundry room and stand by the window. I'm not kidding. I have a place that I got to when I'm there, and I have to talk to somebody. I'm like, hey, man. What? Yes. Yes.
I have talked to you when you're at your parents' house before, and you're like, dude, I'm at my parents' house. I may lose you. And sure enough, I'm pretty sure.
It's like, whoosh.
Phone lines are jammed. Let's see what we got here. Static.
Hello.
What's up?
Are you calling me from a landline?
No, but I have one.
You do have one?
Yeah. You got to excuse my voice. It's pretty gone right now. But
how old school of you?
The reason is because of the stupid company I'm with. They say triple play.
I got you.
You know what I mean? And then plus sometimes my daughter gets home a little before us, and I don't have her a cell phone yet.
There you go.
So she calls as soon as she gets to the house. And
crap, that means I'm going to have to get a home line. I didn't think about that. It's a great way for my kids not to have a cell phone, but still have a phone at home.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is my wife gave her old iPhone. It's a 4S. So we have Wi-Fi, so she has her stuff at the house on her phone, and wherever she can get Wi-Fi, she could text and stuff. Right. So, I mean, see, I kind of want to take the phone away because she has that now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not really saving any money. Cable's freaking so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm paying like $160.
That's actually number two on the list of reasons consumers don't drop their home phone. The home phone service is bundled in a plan with other services, and you would lose cash, basically, if you dropped your home phone line.
That's a conspiracy. The government, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but...
Illuminati.
They want you to have that home phone line so they can track you through the home.
It's a lot easier.
All right, I gotta go, guys. I love you guys.
They always want to know where your home is.
He had to get out because we started talking about real stuff. Yeah. Conspiracies. Boom. Illuminati. He had to get out, man.
Yes, dude. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Yeah, so I don't have a landline anymore, but I did as through last year. And what finally caused me to get rid of it was, I guess it was 2 years ago, it was the election year. And we just got piles of calls. And there was the only people that would call us on that was like my granny and political calls. So we finally got rid of it. But why we had it was for two reasons. One, babysitters. Because some of our babysitters didn't have their own cell phone.
So
we'd
got you.
Update and we'd have to like leave one of our phones with the babysitter.
Yes.
It was like, okay. And so then the other one was a home security system. They still like require a landline to like dial the cops.
Okay.
So that was all we kept there forever, but now I've got all that stuff on Wi-Fi. So.
Boom. All right, man.
Later.
Bye. That's actually number seven on the list. Home security system requires a traditional home phone line. 18% of people said that's why they still have a home phone
line.
That
makes sense.
505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. This is Olivia's mom, Sarah.
What up, Sarah? Spelt weird.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
My sister's name is Sarah, and it was like, back in the day, there was this war, and it was like, do you spell it with the H or no H? And my sister didn't spell it with the H, and so she was like, get the H out. And I was like, right?
Wait a second.
And then all of a sudden we met you, and I was like, now I'm confused.
And now we were like,
three
clans.
Why? Yeah, it's a little Scandinavian twist in there.
Don't you talk about Scandinavia. Don't you come on here and talk about Scandinavia.
Oh, man. Yeah. So congratulations.
Well,
you started a third war. So
that's right.
Good. Must be pretty cool being you,
just you, though, because you're the only person I've ever met who spells Sarah, Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess we got to think of parents,
unique.
Not really you.
Do you have a landline?
It's your parents' fault.
I actually have two landlines.
Whoa! Calm down!
All right, go ahead. Give us a number. 505.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I have one. So I'm a caregiver for my mother who's disabled, and she has a landline for like an emergency call line because they have to require a landline. And then the second landline is in my home because I'm a teacher through a nonprofit organization in town, and I use it for parents and students to leave messages so they don't all have my cell phone number.
Nice. See, these are really good things.
Yeah.
I have really got to stop giving stalkers my cell phone number.
Practical ideas.
I'm going to start giving her my home number, and that way my wife can answer the phone, and then
that's
they'll go,
right.
Oh, right.
Can we call you Sarah with a Y when you call in?
Why?
Sure.
Why not?
Right on, Sarah.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Olivia's mom.
Olivia's mom.
Very
Olivia
cool.
from Oak Grove.
Hey, it is just before 8 o'clock. I know the phone lines are still going. We got to take a quick break.
Yeah, we do.
Got to take a break.
Just give us a break, man.
I know. Coming up, we'll talk more about this. Reasons consumers don't drop their home phone line. I got to be honest. I'm a little shocked. I didn't realize how many people still had a home phone line and how they're convincing me that apparently I need to get one because there's some practical reasons why you have one.
Also, right around the corner, we have Comics Corner. Max is not going to be able to make it today,
no!
but he kind of texted us. A couple of reviews, especially of one book that I think has become all of our number one book because it is awesome.
It is incredible. It has been months.
That's
of
how
waiting,
you
so.
End a saga.
For real.
That's how you do
For
it.
For real. We'll talk about that coming up around the corner. Comics Corner. We also got the Naked and Famous, some Least of These, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Mr. Jokester over here, dancing.
That was us. That was a quick fade.
Dancing
Just call
fool.
Me Darth Vader, yo. What?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader in the house! Playing with the ones and twos. What? Okay. Sorry.
You put my traffic music back on right now.
I can't. I'm...
Who gave you drugs while I was gone?
Solomon's Porch, who this segment is sponsored by.
Yeah, I'm getting my drugs right now.
I just inhaled
thanks to Solomon's Porch for the drugs.
It's called caffeine, and it is a drug.
No, they gave me drugs. Just kidding. Okay.
Like the cat on the porch from this morning's breaking news.
Ah!
Boom! Podcast it.
What you bringing up, cat? Traffic lights are out at Unser Boulevard and St. Joseph's over on the west side. Look out. Look out now for those traffic lights. Operate like a four-way stop. It's not hard. You just got to concentrate. Also, I-25 in Paseo. Got a little construction going on. As well as Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. Roadway reduced to one lane. So check it out. Traffic is a cool thing. And if you misuse it, you can have wrecks, which are not cool. Don't be a jerk. That's the end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Are you ready?
I am ready. Make it happen. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Time for our favorite hour of the week.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them. And they're really cool, and I really, really need them. And I get them every Wednesday, and then we can make them.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four!
Yeah! Bam, bam! It is Comics Corner!
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite hour of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque!
AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. That's 232-7800. Max from Astro Zombies, manager there, usually kicks it with us, but, dude, let's be honest, it was a giant week for comic books. He didn't get out till really, really late, so he's not going to make it.
They've been getting their order at Astro's later in the day.
Yeah.
So poor Max has to stick around a lot later than normal, especially when he's waiting on a certain person who can't get there until later in the afternoon to pick up his comics, and he gets there after the store's closed. But they still let him in because they're kind.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Don't be that guy.
Boom.
Yeah. I have a friend who was called up to the third heaven.
Oh.
Anyway, lots of books this week.
Gosh.
Now, Steve-O found himself getting mostly DC.
Which is weird!
And one Marvel book.
I got one Marvel book, one IDW, and then six DC books I got this week.
Now, I, on the other hand, got five Marvel and one DC. And I'm going to say that my favorite book this week is not a Marvel book.
Which is crazy!
Yep.
It's cray-cray, y'all!
Not to say that the Marvel releases are not good, but seeing as how I think we're both of the same opinion, mostly because you didn't read any of the Marvel books.
Right.
Let's start with Marvel this week and then end with DC.
I like that.
Because related news, X-Men opens this Friday.
Oh, snap! X-Men!
I'm really excited. I'm actually excited. The last trailer they released made me excited for the movie. I haven't really cared about it.
Chrissy and I finished The Wolverine last night.
What'd she think?
She loved the end credit scene because it just
that
got
that was the best part of the movie.
It was.
And so that's yeah,
she
that's
liked
happening.
It more than we did. You know, she was bummed that it took her forever to finally see that movie. She loves Hugh Jackman, loves Wolverine.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if Dawn ever
she enjoyed
saw it.
Either.
Yeah, Dawn is a huge X-Men fan, so we're probably going to do a double date.
We're skipping Spider-Man from them because they're like, man, I'd rather see X-Men. Okay.
Well, we'll always have Spidey.
Yeah, we will.
Why, you ask? Because even though this movie has kind of been, it's not a bad movie at all, but I don't think it was the epic that everybody was kind of hoping for, especially in comparison to Captain America.
Yeah,
Captain America comes out.
You're like, dang, dude.
Captain America came out, though, and set that bar up way high. That's my thing. What?
What's up, Michelle?
Oh, hey.
What are you doing?
You going to come hang out with us for Comics Corner?
Yeah.
We're talking X-Men.
Hey, I
Who's
hate
your favorite
this.
X-Men?
X-Men.
She's X-23,
Did you
obviously.
Do this? Did you invite her to
She's
X-23?
A miniature clone.
Yeah,
of
special guest. That's me. Hey, X-23.
Yeah.
Here.
That's you.
Just chilling.
You are special.
Shout out to Marjorie Liu, writer of X-23, who we met at Astro Zombies. What?
Yeah,
girl.
Are you excited about X-Men, Michelle?
I am so excited.
Why?
Actually, I've only ever seen one trailer for this movie so far, and I'm really excited.
That's
because
pretty good.
It was the happiest part of Amazing Spider-Man 2.
There you go. Mitch did not enjoy Amazing Spider-Man 2. Don't ruin it!
I cry the entire time. It gets you emotionally and then doesn't let go.
Mm. That's true. And I think that's the difference
isn't that
with
real
Spider-Man.
Life?
It's real life.
Isn't that the way life is?
Maybe that's why so many people don't like it, because there's a couple it's scenes so where you're like, this is too much.
This is too real.
This is supposed to be Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. What's happening?
This is 40. Wait.
Oh.
No, that's not. No.
Anyways, all right.
So, Mitch, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up? I was just coming here looking for a highlighter, but
oh, it's
now
right
I'm
here. There you go.
That's
cool.
That's
see you later.
For. Okay, right.
Thank you. X-Men.
See, that's my mutant ability. I'm able to help out in time of need, and then boom.
I'll tell you what's go. Not right helping there. Me is that scarf. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Really, you're like
she
gorgeous.
Matched.
You're
she
gorgeous.
Matched today. It was crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Michelle's
matching.
Mitch looks really cool today.
She does look
she
cool.
Ups
She's got
the
like this crazy
game.
Scarf thing. It's her costume.
She's gorgeous!
She looks like a superhero.
Anyway, so X-Men comes out this weekend. Yeah, I think Spider-Man, that's part of it. It's a very emotional movie.
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of like, dang, dude.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We've talked so much ASM2 that we could totally not.
Yes.
It'll take over the whole show, because
it will. So X-Men this Friday. And speaking of Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man number 2 came out this week, and I'm kind of stoked. Because here's the thing, nothing crazy huge happens, but this is a really good Spider-Man comic book.
Yeah?
It's Peter Parker back in full form. Who is that guy?
Electro.
Electro is a villain. He's not the only villain.
Okay,
there is
that's
a
good.
Villain that's building in the back that's not exactly who you think. And there's also a new character that's kind of like, wait a second, what?
See, Dan Slott. Writer of Amazing Spider-Man, he's always thinking like 7 steps ahead, because he's like, in 50 issues, I'm going to drop this bomb. But you're like, cool, man. Well, 49 issues of this is going to be crazy, so let's speed this up.
And my problem with Dan Slott is like, yeah, okay, the big reveal is going to be, let's say, issue number 25. Because that's what usually it's quarterly. So you have like, number 1's a big deal, number 25's a big deal, number 50's a big deal, 75, 100, you know, you get it. So... yeah, so my thing is, oh, well, then I know the 24 issues are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And the 25th one's going to come out, and I'm going to get pissed because it's going to suck. That's my problem
that's
with Dan
Slott. That's kind of the MO. Yeah.
But I'm happy to be at number 2.
Okay.
Now, what I'm not happy about is Marvel, like, the quality of the comics is starting to suck. And I'm not talking about writing. I'm not talking about art. Because
you
this comic is great. I mean
material.
The paper. The physical paper,
the printed
of the book,
material,
the ink on the cover of the little red banner at the bottom that says Marvel Now rubbed off on my arm yesterday. I looked down and I had a red splotch on my arm. I was like, "What is that? Is that my makeup?"
And the
wait
ink
a second.
Actually came off of your comic.
So then
book.
I get rid of it, and then later I'm putting the Spider-Man issue into the bag and the board here, and I noticed that there's a rub at the bottom of the. The thing
which
that,
is really frustrating because those are more expensive than DC books.
I'm about to make a petition. There probably is a petition already.
Yeah.
People petition everything. It's like the new boycott.
Yeah.
So I'm. Come on, what's happening? Why am I paying more money for a crappier comic?
Yeah.
Like physically, that doesn't make sense because DC's comics are like beautiful pieces of art in every aspect of the word, and then they're less money.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Whatever, Marvel, Disney. I see what's up. $4 more at Disneyland. another thing that happened this week, Steve-O didn't get a chance to read it, but Original Sin number 2 came out. This is a big Marvel event that's happening. We see the reveal of kind of who's behind this. It is a Z-list villain that apparently this writer loves.
Okay.
And he has brought into storylines that he has written before. And we see a little more info on who killed the Watcher.
Ooh.
I didn't read that. I need to read it. This is turning into an interesting series. And the art from Mike Deodato is incredible.
Yeah, dude.
And again, the writer Jason Aaron is doing a great job. There's a lot of setup going on. But the cool thing about this is people are figuring stuff out. Now, one thing I'm a little confused about, I feel like the Thing from Fantastic Four is kind of a bad guy right now.
Ooh.
And I don't know why. And there's a reference to what's going on in Fantastic Four in Spider-Man, because Johnny Storm shows up. So there's a lot going on with Fantastic Four that I don't know about.
It's one thing that's tough with crossovers if you don't get all the books, because I know Fantastic Four, the crossover issue,
yeah,
where you find out that, you know, Johnny Storm had a chance to
right
turn Ben Grimm normal, and so you don't
and
get
wonder,
all that.
I wonder if that's what's going on.
If that's already happened, so Ben, maybe Ben's yeah just kind of pissed right now.
Ben appears to be a bad guy in this.
It's hard when you're wanting to collect comics and get into it, but there's so much going on that you just... You kind of don't know where to begin.
Maybe if you're reading Fantastic Four right now, you can call in and let me know what's up.
There you go. Jonathan Hickman, writer of Avengers, New Avengers. He did the entire Infinity crossover.
Which was pretty great.
Which was great. It got kind of big and huge to a point where you're like, whoa, dude, there's too much going on. Which is probably why Avengers World, written by Nick Spencer, not by Hickman, is my favorite Avengers book.
It's a good book.
Reason being, it focuses in on one Avenger. There's hundreds of Avengers at this point. Avengers World, this last week, releases today, issue 6. Hyperion is on the cover, who's one of my favorites.
Tell the people who Hyperion is, because he's not a big Marvel
character. It really gets into, yeah, him. He's kind of... to me,
he's kind of Superman.
I was just about to say, to me, he is Marvel's answer to Superman. Back in the day. You know, it was like, you got the Flash. Well, we got Quicksilver. Well, you've got
Mail.
Batman. Well, we've got Iron Man. It's those ideas of the character that are very similar. And to me, Hyperion is one of those that wasn't nearly as cool as Superman. And so, kind of gone.
Yeah.
And now Hyperion is here because Hickman decided, let's take all those crazy old B characters and let's make them something and let's give them backstories and let's do cool things. Hyperion's story is that he was kind of like the big Superman type hero in a world, in a universe, and that universe gets destroyed basically. And he wasn't able to save his people. And before he is wiped out, he gets pulled into this universe. So he's not even from our universe.
And he's not a baby when all that happens. So he's
right,
not just like Superman, but a similar story.
And so he's now on our world. He's now with our people. He now needs to find his place because all of his people are gone. Very similar to Superman. But the cool thing about this issue is, and what I got from this on a deeper level, was the idea of your identity and what you do when you get knocked down. Because he's haunted by his failure. He's haunted by what it cost him when he failed and what it cost others around him when he failed. And the entire issue is really about his place and if he's going to stand back up or if he's going to allow the death of those people to weigh him down so much so that he crumbles, that he falls apart. And there's some really great development in this book. And the idea of failure. And when we fail, when we face trials, when we face things that seem insurmountable, do we allow that to define us or do we allow the strength of God to carry us through that
That's
trial?
Cool.
And man, oh man, was it it was the only Marvel book I read this week, so it's the best Marvel book I read this week.
It's the best one!
It is one of the best Avengers World issues I've read, and it seems like every issue is like that.
That's
it's
cool.
Focused in on one character. I know it's building to something greater, but this one was definitely a win for me. Avengers World number 6, releasing today, and focusing in on Hyperion. Really cool.
That's
really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Dawn, if you're listening, I accidentally brought your issue of Harley Quinn with me. I'm sorry. Dawn reads Harley Quinn from DC, and I accidentally brought it with me. So she's probably at home.
Sadness.
Like, oh, I want to read my story. Oh, great.
Speaking of Harley Quinn, on a side note, Jimmy Palmiotti,
the
artist for Harley Quinn, will be at ACE this year.
ACE is the Albuquerque Comic
Expo. Yeah, we're currently working on Static Radio presence there. So.
Yeah. Maybe along with Max.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so another Marvel book. That released this week, Daredevil number 3. Man, I gotta tell you, like last week we had somebody write in and say, "What's so interesting about Daredevil?"
Right,
and I get it. I'm with you because it was hard for me to answer because it's like, I don't know.
Well,
just shut up. That's what. No. The cool thing, this book is turning into like this mysterious whodunit thing.
Mm.
And Matt Murdock's relocated to the West Coast.
Okay.
And, oh man, the writing, Mark Waid is a really good writer. And the art really suits the style of writing. The art's kind of simplistic. It's not bad. But it's, man, Daredevil's turning into one of my favorite books.
Which is
the sad
weird.
Thing is, I know, because I don't care about Daredevil at all. I don't care.
Well, this is what happens. I think when I was a kid, I was a huge fan of X-Men. I was a huge fan of Spider-Man, and it didn't matter
right.
what the comic was. Remember the Frogman issue with Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Loved it when I was a kid.
Love!
If that released now, I'd probably be like, dude, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Because as we get older, we realize the importance of these stories and structure and art and the depth of where they're taking it and what does this mean on a biblical or a spiritual level. How can I digest this? And so it's become a point where I care more about the writing
yeah.
than I do about who is behind it.
I think that's because we're grown up.
I know, right? And so because of that, all of a sudden, a dude like Hyperion.
Yeah.
Who is a rip-off Superman, is one of my favorites
cool.
in the Marvel Universe right now.
Fleshing him out.
Because Nick Spencer's doing an incredible job writing it,
yeah.
and there's depth to it. So,
And that's something you'll find with Daredevil. It's,
yeah.
it's a fun book. It's kind of like a new lease on life book. He's moved out to the West Coast. But then we start seeing the issues that come, even with just moving across the country, which is something I can relate to. Maybe that's why I'm enjoying it so much.
Right.
Because he's in a totally new thing. He's having to get used to everything. And so I'm like, hey, man.
Right.
I'm not blind, but I get you. So anyway, another new Marvel book that happened this week, which is one of my favorite books. And again, this comes like...
bagged.
Pardon the expression, but pre-bagged, if you will. And it's because this book is not for children.
Right.
Not for children. And it's Miracle Man number 6. And it's written by... It's funny because I guess because of contractual legal obligations, I can't say who wrote this.
Right.
But I know that in the... Like, Miracle Man, the first series, was written by... Alan Moore.
Yep.
And then it was Neil Gaiman.
Mm-hmm.
And... So we're playing catch up with Miracle Man because they're reprinting all these old issues, which have always been in black and white, and now they're coming out like in full color, and they're organized. And anyway, for more on the whole Miracle Man backstory, you can Wikipedia.
Boom!
But this issue, we're finding out more and more and more about Miracle Man, his powers, where they come from, the villain of the whole thing. It's a super interesting story, not for children. The themes in this, they're very adult themes. Very, very real world. Like, what if there was an unstoppable being in this world? What would the ramifications be?
Right.
And they're daunting. So if you're... Don't let your kid read Miracle Man. But if you're a grown-up... seriously. If you're a grown-up and you're into, like... If you liked Watchmen, if you've ever read Watchmen or you saw the movie and you're like, wait, there's a book? Yes, there was a comic book called Watchmen. And it's kind of that because it's the same writer. In a lot of ways, in many of these issues, it is actually the same writer. So, Miracle Man is awesome, and I look forward to it every time it comes out.
Boom!
But it is heavy stuff.
Right.
So, that's kind of that covers the Marvel stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. You got it ready, Dougie Doug?
What's he got?
Come on, producer Doug. Let's see what we got. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's see what we got.
Doug?
Speaking of things from the past.
What's he doing?
Things from the past.
What's he doing?
Speaking of things from the past.
Hit it.
Hit it, Doug! Producer Doug.
He says it's happening.
Producer Doug!
It's loading.
There's an ad.
There's an ad.
Okay.
There's an ad. There's always an ad nowadays. Speaking of that.
So Miracle Man from the past.
Miracle Man from the past is really cool. It's building blocks of...
If you want to feel really old.
Really old.
Are you ready for me to drop the we're old science?
Doug, you're a man.
Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Teenage
Turtle
Mutant
Power.
Ninja Turtles. 30 years!
30 years. They're really hip.
30 years ago. May 1984, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles debuted. Look at that original turtle. That's the first turtle right there. Boom. That's the very first looking turtle.
That's funny.
IDW today released a 30th anniversary special of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It comes with kind of a hefty price tag, dude. It was $8.
Wow.
But if you're a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it chronicles the beginning.
Give me a break.
All the way to now. In fact, it has the very first Ninja Turtles comic book in it. So,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a collection of all the number ones.
Yeah, so it's a story. It's a story that dates back to
well done, Doug.
1984, basically. And so Laird and Eastman, they're like, hey, let's do this. This is a new story.
It's a retrospective.
Yeah, it's a new story, but done up in the style of the very first issue. Does that make sense? And it carries on from there. And then you've got issue number one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, which ran from 1998 to 1995.
Which
so they got
based on the cartoon, it
yeah.
looks like.
So they returned Dean Claren and Chris Allen, who did the art and the writing from 1988 to 1995.
No way.
Penned a brand new story.
That's
so
cool.
This is a brand new story based upon the cartoon, essentially, that we see with Bebop and Rocksteady. I know, right? Crazy. So it's a big issue. Now, one thing that really threw me for a loop.
Yes.
I did not know this. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles went to Image Comics there for a time in 1996. And they had Gary Larson and Frank Fosco, who originally did it. They returned for a new story.
Wow.
So you're seeing the different variations, the different iterations. I wasn't a fan of this one because, like, Donatello's part robot. They really wanted to make the turtles different without them having different colored headbands. So Raphael's got an eye patch, and Mikey, you know, it's...
Yeah, who does that?
So, but it's really interesting to see everybody returning and saying, hey, man, I did the story arcs in the year 2000. I did it in 1988. I did it in 1996. And they had all the people who have ever been a part of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come back and write a new story.
That's pretty cool.
And
now the current series started in 2010 and is running up to present, and you love it.
Yeah, it's one of my absolute favorite comics.
And I will say this. I read a few of the first issues, and I still need to jump back into it. But the origin, the kind of reworking, they didn't completely redo it. It's the same story, but they reworked certain aspects of it, and it makes more sense in a crazy kind of way.
Yeah, so all you fans of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, today marks the 30th anniversary of the launch of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So IDW got all of the original writers and artists together in this big anniversary issue to create kind of an homage, if you will, to the Ninja Turtles.
And so now let's move on to DC.
Man, oh man! There's a lot of DC this week. There are two weeklies, Batman Eternal and Future's End. In Batman Eternal, it is ramping up, trying to get the entire universe together for Batman, so they're including everyone. There was a really cool reveal in here.
I need to read
that. Same with Future's End, but to be honest, I read them back-to-back and got kind of confused because I was like, wait, oh no, this is 5 years in the future. That's why that was a big reveal, because in Batman Eternal, this is going on right now, and they were both good reads, but they didn't really further the story, and I think that's what's suffering with a weekly, is you can't get too far ahead of yourself. They've been building and building, and now it's like, here's something else going on.
Oh.
And so with the monthly, you really have to hone in on what story you're trying to tell. With
true.
A weekly, you're just straight up like, and this! Oh, and then this!
And then,
and then this!
And this happened.
And both of them felt a little, not out of place, but both of them were like, okay, man, this is happening so quickly that you can't really say a whole lot. So
right, then, okay.
Way to stretch it out, buddy. Future's End, in my opinion, was the better book over Batman Eternal for the weekly, which was rough for me because I've felt like Batman Eternal hasn't had any misses. This week it didn't really have a miss. It just wasn't
really
the most solid
either.
Issue. Yeah. Speaking of issues that kind of have misses, Justice League of America, the final issue, Justice League of America 14 releases today. It's the last one they're doing. And on a downside, it kind of suffered from the fact that Forever Evil was pushed back a couple months because they already started a new series called Justice League United, which was supposed to come after Justice League of America. But unfortunately, because of delays, we actually got Justice League United before the end of Justice League of America.
Ugh.
So we kind of already know where everybody ends up. So this book is really Green Arrow trying to keep the band together and, wait, guys, no, we can do this. And you're like, who's going to stick around? Who's going to go?
Right.
Well, if you've read Justice League United,
you
already know the new team.
I should read this because I never read Justice League United.
There you go. So you would enjoy this.
Okay.
You would enjoy this. But for me, it was kind of like a, well, I already ruined it. with
right. You already knew what's going on.
Sinestro number two, which by the way, writer Cullen Bunn, who is writing the new Sinestro series, he's also writing the new Magneto series. He's actually going to be in Albuquerque for a signing this weekend.
That's cool.
Yeah. And thanks to Astro Zombies for that. They've been doing some cool stuff. So.
Yeah, Astro Zombies really tries to step it up as far as getting creators to come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, so Astro Zombies, who of course sponsors this segment, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com. You can check their Facebook for more info on Cullen Bunn. But he's writing a really good book, and it's really sad when your favorite Green Lantern series is all about the Yellow Lanterns. What is happening? I don't know, but it was a good read if you're a fan of the Green Lantern universe and more so a fan of Sinestro, thanks to Geoff Johns making him really, really cool.
Mm.
Cullen Bunn's picking it up and doing a really good job. Boom!
Cool.
Now,
let's talk about the best.
Yeah, we got two books. I know you only had a chance to kind of comb through the beginning, and I won't ruin it, but Justice League 30 releases this week. Do not read it until you are done with Forever Evil, because it will just spoil Forever Evil for you. But yes, Forever Evil, the series that Teo and I have been talking about for what seems like a year.
Yeah. Ugh.
After months of being pushed back, finally came to an end.
It was supposed to come out in March.
Yeah.
And it got pushed back to April, and then it got pushed back to today.
Well, it got pushed back to like the beginning of May.
Right.
And then it got pushed back another few weeks.
To the end of May.
And I was like, dang, dude. We have been covering it, if you are just joining Comics Corner for the first time, or maybe you don't remember us talking about Forever Evil. The basic idea was these villains from another universe came here to take over.
Boom.
They took out the Justice League. They took out all the heroes.
They did everything.
And so then the villains kind of had to step in as quote-unquote heroes to stop it, because whereas they're bad guys, they still don't want their universe to end.
Yeah, they're like, hey, if anybody's going to take this universe for themselves, it's going to be us, not you
so
jerks.
Lex Luthor, Bizarro, Sinestro, Shazam, or Black Adam, excuse me, Deathstroke, some villains in the DC universe kind of created a team to go, okay, let's do this. So for seven issues, it's been built, or six issues, it's been building up to this, the culmination of the end, if you will.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil anything. I'm just going to say, Forever Evil number 7, delayed a couple months. I would have waited 6 more months for this. That is one of the best comic books I've ever read.
I've been complaining about this book because it's been pushed back.
Yeah.
For a while now.
Yep.
And I will say, that is how you end a saga. For real. This is how you do it. Geoff Johns, probably the best writer in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Proved it to me with this one.
Now, I don't know where he stands, spiritually speaking. I know he grew up in a Christian home in Detroit. I know that. I don't know if he's a believer now, but
bless
I will say this.
Bless his heart if it was Detroit. Bless his heart.
I will say this. The themes throughout this book are incredible. You kind of got a sense of it in Avengers World, but right now, you and I are kind of studying through the Book of James together. Mm-hmm. And this last week, James chapter 1, the idea of counting it joy when you face trials, because it produces perseverance. And that was basically the theme of this, was what do you do when pressure hits, when bad things happen? How do you respond in times of crisis? And Lex Luthor shines through as the brightest hero in this series. Because you see all the other villains who have taken things and have gone down dark paths, and he sees what he could become as a super villain if he allows these hurts, these pains, the loss of family members, the loss of whatever. When pain hits you, and it hits us all, because Scripture talks about the rain pouring down on the just and the unjust alike. Mm-hmm. Bad things are going to happen to us. We are going to face trials. We're going to have struggles no matter what. The cool thing is that Scripture tells us that we can take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. So we know that we have this advocate. And you kind of get the theme of that throughout this book, where Lex Luthor is facing something so insurmountable, it seems. And does he buckle under that and allow everything to kind of fall apart? Or does he shine through?
Right.
And so it's very, very interesting, and has one of the best beginnings, middles, and ends of any comic I've ever read. There's
so
no misstep.
Good.
It was. I mean, it's Captain America 2, the Winter Soldier, in comic form, because there's no missteps.
If this guy could write, like, man, I just wish Spider-Man had a better writer. Seriously. I mean, even like Mark Waid, who's writing Daredevil.
Yeah.
But if this guy could write, and he, the cool thing is he's working with like the people that do Arrow.
Yeah.
And he's helping out with the new Flash series. And yep. I think he has a hand in the new DC Universe movies.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the new Batman, he is the Superman. Creative director, if you
yeah.
will.
And so that's awesome because this dude can write a story.
And there's a lot of times where you have these huge crossovers with all these books and you get to the end and you're like, oh man,
yeah.
well, that, I mean, it was good. I think of Spider Island, Dan Slott. There was some good there, but it was also like, man.
Can we just say we think of all of Dan Slott's big events?
That's true, yeah.
You know,
so Geoff Johns really knocked it out of the park. And if you're looking for a book and maybe you've been listening, you're like, I don't know where to start. Forever Evil is a really good one because not only did it have a great beginning, middle and end, but the end set up about 10 new things happening in the DC universe that I'm so excited for. And we get our first peek of that in Justice League issue 30, where it's the new Justice League.
Wow.
What does the new Justice League look like?
Huh.
There are some familiar foes standing on the cover of Justice League.
And you're like, wait a second.
Is this dude the new head of the Justice League?
Is this what's going on?
It's incredible. And there's the big reveal at the end of Forever Evil.
Yeah, there's two big reveals.
There's a few, yeah. So it
That's
really
what I'm
got
talking
you going.
About. This is how you conclude a story, but then you kind of open up new stories and the ramifications of a solid conclusion to a solid story that was good from the beginning, in the middle, and in the end.
Max from Astro Zombies, who is a DC guy, couldn't be here with us today, but we were talking this morning, and he said that Forever Evil number 7, which releases today, is the best new 52 era DC comic book he has ever read. So it's a big old statement.
A lot of people have a big problem with the new 52.
Yeah, the new 52, which isn't so new anymore. It's a couple years old. They retconned the entire universe, and they wanted to start fresh and tell new stories. And finally, I feel like they are telling new stories. And Geoff Johns is like, hey, here's where I wanted to go, because this is something new and exciting. I agree with him wholeheartedly. The best series. It's incredible. That's the
good.
Best book I've read this year.
Forever Evil is good. And one cool thing is, now, I loved Infinity.
Yeah.
And I love Jonathan Hickman, the guy that writes it.
Yeah.
But Hickman kind of writes on... It's kind of confusing because the story that he's handling is covering, like, multiple universes colliding.
Yeah.
It's a very complicated and it can get convoluted. Now,
yes.
He does a good job of carrying it, and it keeps going, and it does have... good endings and stuff. Like, Infinity ended well.
Very well.
But this is just, I don't know, it's just, it's easier to understand. So it's better writing.
Yeah.
You know, to me, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Because more people can understand what's going on. Everybody can keep up with it. And as a writer, it seems like, it's kind of like if a songwriter, you know, you can put the deepest of themes and whatever into a song. But if you can find a way to make those super deep
accessible
to everyone... Yeah. Then you've really done your job.
Yeah.
Because then you've got, like, the common man listening to a song who, at first glance, the lyrics are simple and they're catchy, but then they're like, wait a second, what am I questioning? What am I thinking about? And that's kind of what happened with Forever Evil and with Geoff Johns' writing style, is that he introduces these super deep themes, but instead of it being like Hickman, where it's super convoluted and you really have to pick up everything to keep up, and you're like, wait, no, and what did you think, what do you think is going on? You know, with this, it's kind of like, yep. It was good.
And David Finch, the artist on this, did an incredible job because there were some panels where there were no words, and he really conveyed emotion well.
Mm-hmm.
A dude who gets slack for not drawing eyes well, quote unquote. Everybody says all the eyes look the same. He did a really good job. There were some panels where I was like, I was intrigued and really enjoyed the silent panels. So all over, my pick of the week, Evil number 7.
Me too. And Max's pick of the week.
Absolutely. His pick of the year for DC. So, again, Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com, or 232-7800. Feel free to call Max and give him crap for not being here this morning. But, you know,
and if you go in, say hello to my boy Scooter.
Hey, Scoot. That dude. Well... That brings us to the end of our journey for the day, actually.
There it is.
Our wonderful friend, Pastor Nate Heidsieck. He had a really long night.
He's not going to make it.
No, O2 Experience. They didn't get out till it didn't even end until after 11 last night. So they were here really late.
Late skis.
So we will be rocking a throwback.
So what about when are we going to do a final Shock Therapy Live?
That's
we don't
good
know.
Question.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week. We did get a couple of emails. All right. Continue to send your emails in case we do this next week.
There you go. That's good. Or we can always cover them for Theology Thursday tomorrow.
There you go. Maybe. Oh.
So be listening for that. That's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Podcast it. Until then. Team Awesome Morning Buddy!
We out.
Static.